The Bushwoman. She's living on a station, in an outback situation, and the first things that you notice are the lines on her tanned face. But those wrinkles frame the twinkles that light her eyes with laughter when she talks about her children and the fact that she's their teacher. She says, "Isn't that amazing? I myself had little schooling." But she reckons it's her duty, give the kids an education, for she'd never leave the station life she's leading with her husband, somewhere in the outback, in the bush. Fits the correspondence lessons in among the thousand other jobs a woman in the bush has to do, like bleed the generator, bake the bread, tend the chooks. Late at night, she does the books. Bottle feeds the little Joey the kids had promised they'd look after. Checks the baby, has a cuppa. Then recalls she must be up at 6 to go to town to get the part to make the grader start. Turns her snoring husband on his better side, says, "Night, night, sexy." And wearily she tumbles into bed. She's about as soft as butter. She's as gentle as a kitten. She's as tough as rugged granite. She's as savage as a tiger. If you jeopardize her children, you'd quickly wish you hadn't. But she'll laugh and lead the singing at the ICPA party, and she'll make the ginger beer, bake a sponge, run the cake stall. Nothing special, nothing flash, but nice to raise a little cash. Money for the flying doctor. Never know, it might be your turn next, when you're living in the bush. And maybe once or twice a year, generally her husband's birthday, organise a babysitter, just the two of them for dinner, all dressed up and looking gorgeous. On the second glass of bubbly, she gets just a little woozy, looks into her husband's eyes, says, "Oh, I love you, really love you." He says shush, but she can tell. He's feeling great, because as well as mate, he knows that she's his lover. There could never be another, and they're sharing life together, somewhere in Australia, in the bush. And she's the backbone of this country. She's alive and well today. She's the mainstay of Australia, and that's all there is to say.